are you?
Who am I? Good point. Nah, my name is Paul Gallagher.
You are Paul Gallagher?
Yeah, I've got two semi-famous brothers. I don't think they've had a hit single yet, but you might have heard of them. They've got big eyebrows and stuff.
Do you have a monobrow too, Paul?
Do I have monobrow? No, my eyebrows actually don't meet in the middle. They're actually normal, if you know what I mean.
Paul Gallagher, brother of Liam and Noel, do you get any respect? Does anybody give you any... I mean, is it hard to get respect? Do you get any respect, Paul Gallagher?
Of course I do.
Well, like, are you the Billy Carter of the Gallagher family?
No, and I'm not Chris Jagger either, and I'm not Pete Best or any other people you name to throw at me.
But do you get any respect, though? Because is it hard to be the brother of the Gallaghers? Because people seem to always be making fun of you. You know, Paul Gallagher, ha-ha, you know, the fattish older brother of Liam and Noel. What is it like to take that sort of abuse, Paul?
I just don't listen to them.
But don't they always say it to you?
No, nobody says nothing to me personally. People print it in papers because they won't say it to my face because they know they'll be on the floor if I got hold of them.
Have you punched anybody over this?
Not yet, but, you know, there's a few that have become close.
Paul Gallagher, why does the first line in your book say, it kind of says, I always wished I was famous. I mean, aren't you setting yourself up right there? Kind of like,
yeah,
I always wish...
Yeah.
Why are you setting yourself up for that abuse?
Because I get it anyway, so you might as well set yourself up for it.
Because on page 76 of Brothers, continuing on here with Paul Gallagher, brother of Liam and Noel, you say, I'll always repay you, Mr. Sifter, by advertising your shop as one of the biggest influences behind the greatest band in the world. You're talking about this guy, Mr. Sifter. Who is Mr. Sifter?
Mr. Sifter, his name is Peter. I can't remember his last name. But yeah, we've always bought records from him. In fact, I did actually buy some last week. I was trying to nick them, but he caught me. But no.
But why do you say, I'll always repay you, Mr. Sifter, by advertising your shop as one of the biggest influences behind the greatest band in the world? Like, do you have to use your brother's fame to pay back this man? What are you? I mean, are you their official spokesman? Can you get a hold of yourself, Paul? Create your own niche. Break through, Paul Gallagher. You're good, too. You don't have to use your brother's fame for this.
Who's using what? What are you on about? You know what I mean?
Well, you're talking about, like, how your brothers bought records at the shop, and you're advertising the shop as one of the biggest influences as of...
Whoa, slow right down.
Of Oasis.
Right.
Create your own...
Rewind.
Create your...
Rewind.
Paul,
right?
Paul Gallagher...
No, hold on. Rewind.
You're not
about just saying that only them two have bought records at the shop, you know what I mean? I was there before the pair of them. Now, advertising the facts... Yes, many big major companies would like that free advertising, but they don't get it. Not from me.
But Sis, you're advertising it. You're advertising the shop.
You know what I mean? You're advertising me in fucking Vancouver or wherever you are, or Toronto or wherever you are. I don't know where you are.
Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, Paul Gallagher.
Oh, is that right? Canada, have you got your big red leaves on your feet?
Do you have any good Canada jokes at all besides that, Paul Gallagher?
You know what I mean? I've got plenty of jokes, but I'm not in joking mood. This is meant to be an interview concerning a book. And if you want to rip the piss, then go and rip the piss somewhere
else. I'm not ripping the piss.
Oh, you know what I mean?
I'm not ripping the piss, Paul Gallagher.
You're obviously not intelligent enough to rip the piss. Go on, then.
Well, I'm reading from direct quotes here, Paul Gallagher, brother of Liam and Noel.
Well, that direct quote is 76, page 76 that you're so far referring to does not exist.
It does,
you know what I mean?
On page 76 of your book, it does say, I'll always repay you, Mr. Sifter, by advertising your shop as one of the biggest influences behind the greatest band.
Yeah, well, if you go rewind to the start of the story concerning that, I mean, you're taking it from text and making it out as it's something different.
Okay, why are there no pictures of you in the book, Brothers? Why are there no pictures?
Because that's on purpose.
But I want to see what you look like, though, Paul.
Well, you're going to have to wait, aren't you? You know what I mean?
Paul, did you ever think about writing other books, like maybe about Davy Jones? Davy Jones of the Monkees is from Openshaw. Openshaw.
Openshaw, yeah. I know where Openshaw is, but, you know, I don't want to write any more books. I've done one book. I knew I had a book. I've done it. End of story. It's a big, big seller.
But do you think...
I move on to something different.
Do you think more books like Davy Jones of the Monkees is from Openshaw?
So what? Davy Jones from Openshaw, Wowie.
Mick Hucknall from Simply Red is from Duckingfield, Paul Gallagher.
He's actually from Denton.
Paul Gallagher,
hey man.
Paul Gallagher is currently a band manager and A&R consultant. What band?
Brubaker.
What's the name of the band?
Brubaker.
Boo Baker?
Boo. B. B.
B.
R.
R.
Yeah.
Uh.
B.
Ah.
Ah. T.
Ah.
Ah. R.
Ah. Thank you, Paul Gallagher. Why on page 137 of Brothers, and we're speaking here to Paul Gallagher, brother of Liam and Noel, do you comment, "I wished I had a chance to show my talent somewhere"? Why do you say that? "I wish I had my chance to show my talent somewhere." You're showing it in the book, but why do you say, "I wish I had a chance to show"? You're setting yourself up for more punishment there, Paul. I feel sorry for you.
Dear. Well, I don't feel sorry for me, you know what I mean? I'm not bothered. Not bothered. It just doesn't interest me.
Paul Gallagher, on page 137 of your book, it says it's hard to imagine your younger brothers becoming the new Keith Richards and Mick Jagger, you say, Paul Gallagher. Your new brothers becoming Keith Richards and Mick Jagger. How can you compare your brothers to Richards and Jagger? I mean, Liam doesn't all write all the songs, does he? He doesn't co-write anything with Noel.
No.
So why did you use that, Paul Gallagher?
Paul Gallagher, because I felt like using it, you know what I mean? It's just a term. Now, Liam is only 24. Who says he's never going to write songs?
But I'm saying, comparing them to Keith Richards and Jagger, I'm not saying for popularity or anything, but Keith Richards and Jagger co-wrote songs together. Liam and Noel don't co-write songs together. So how can you compare them to that?
Big breeze coming over the phone.
Paul Gallagher, are you still there? How you doing, Paul Gallagher?
I'm fine, and you're ruining up my fucking phone bill, so say what you got to say or I'm terminating this interview.
Thank you, Paul Gallagher. Okay. We really do appreciate your time. Continuing on here, on page 137, you continue on to say, "But our Noel was very talented. Our Noel." Why do you say "our Noel"? What's the expression with "our Noel"? It's kind of sucky, isn't it? "Our Noel," "our Liam." Why so much "our"?
"Our," because that's like a Mancunian term. "Our kid." "Our kid." Obviously, you Canadians. What would you say if you had a brother? "Hey, Lucan, how are you, man?"
I'd say Liam.
Yeah, but I mean, would you call him your or our or him or
but,
who?
But you just say, I just keep saying Liam, Liam,
Liam.
Because
you don't live here, right? You've never probably even been here. You never fucking heard of Manchester.
Hey, what's wrong with me?
Everyone uses "our." Our kid, our brother, our fucking team, our this, my cup of tea, you know what I mean?
I'm from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Long John Baldry lives here. Long John Baldry lives here, Paul Gallagher.
Well, whatever.
Paul Gallagher, a brother of Liam and Noel, quoting from page 151 of Brothers, Oasis's performance was magnificent, eclipsing the much raved about Soul Asylum. What are you referring to right there?
Go back to the... I mean, well, I'm not meant to read it out loud, but I haven't got a book in front of me, so I really don't know what you're on about. You know what I mean?
Well, you're saying your performance was magnificent. Are you objective? Are you objective, Paul Gallagher? How can you be objective and call them magnificent when they're your brother? You love them. You love your brothers, don't you, Paul Gallagher?
Yeah, sometimes. Not all the time.
And second, You're comparing Oasis to Soul Asylum.
Soul Asylum is shite.
Yeah, they are shite. It doesn't take that much to be better than Soul Asylum, does it?
You probably form a band that'll be better than Soul Asylum.
So we agree on something, Paul Gallagher. Soul Asylum are shite.
We agree to disagree, you know.
We're connecting here. Now, Paul...
Solar power.
What do you really think about Oasis? I mean, honestly, Paul Gallagher, are they really something special? Because you were a mod, weren't you? You were a mod. Like, what about
the mod, always the mod.
You were Bod the Mod.
Yeah.
You're Paul Gallagher, brother of Liam and Noel. You're Bod the Mod. You're writing this book, Brothers. Now, are not like The Secret Affair, The Squire, The Purple Hearts, or The Prisoners? I mean, The Prisoners. Aren't they just as good or better than Oasis, Paul Gallagher?
No, they're not.
Why? You love those bands, though. Why aren't they as good? The Prisoners.
No. Where are they now? You know what I mean? The Oasis is going to be around for a good few years yet.
But you must admit those bands were good. You were down with them. You did like them, Paul Gallagher.
The influences.
Because a lot of people...
Influences made into a better equation.
But The Prisoners probably influenced Oasis. I mean, The Prisoners are better than Oasis.
Fucking TV show, man, you know what I mean?
Hello, Paul Gallagher. How are you doing? And we're speaking here to Paul Gallagher, author of the book Brothers. And Paul Gallagher is the brother of Liam and Noel of Oasis.
I don't know if all you people in Canada are like you, man. I don't want to do no more interviews, you know what I mean?
Paul Gallagher, how do you remember so much about your youth? You remember, like, every toy, every cereal, all these things. How do you remember all this stuff?
Obviously, I'm clever, but there you go, eh?
Because, like, Noel liked tents. Noel had a favorite toy wigwam. What was that all about?
Do you know what a wigwam is?
Yes, we know what a wigwam is in Canada, Paul Gallagher. You really have something against Canada, don't you, Paul Gallagher?
No, I don't have anything against Canada. I have something against people who don't ask proper questions, who don't, I don't know if you're trying to glorify yourself in this interview by winding me up.
We're not trying to wind up, we're just going through the actual book. Noel liked tents. He had a favorite toy wigwam.
Yeah, what was... I had a wigwam, you know what I mean?
And
no... It's no big deal.
Yeah, right, I mean, that's what I'm trying to elaborate to.
I mean, it's no big deal. Kids have toys, you know what I mean?
But no, but
I've
this
got
is...
a memory and I fucking memorized
I know, but,
a lot of stuff.
But do people, like Noel got a dog bite at age 6. Brave Noel was the only one manly enough to pull a dart out of your head. There were schoolyard fights with Tony Rafferty and Youngie. Like, what is the significance of all this little information you've put out there? Isn't it kind of blah, as you've said just earlier?
Is it what?
Why have you given us information,
no, because,
Paul Gallagher?
Why? Because I've written a book.
But I know, but why?
To write a book, you've got to memorize quite a lot of stuff, and you've got to research. Now, I didn't do no research, because the research is in my fucking brain. You know
I know,
I mean?
You're great. You're Paul Gallagher. But Paul Gallagher, just one second. You just said, who cares what the Noel like tense? Then why did you put that in a book? Why did you put all this about Noel getting a dog bite? You Noel pulling...
You've got to make the thing interesting. These are original things that happen.
But you just
now,
shot
you
me.
You may not be able to relate to them in Canada, but people in Britain can do. Same as I can't relate to a fucking Eskimo in Alaska.
You just.
You know what I mean? Or a sheepdog or whatever.
But Paul Gallagher, you just scolded me a second ago for asking you about Noel liking tents, and you put it in the book. I'm allowed to ask that question, aren't I? It was in the book.
Whatever.
No, Paul, continue
I'm
on.
I'm getting. You know what I mean? I'm going to terminate this interview. I don't know who set you up to interview me. I thought I was doing an interview.
Paul Gallagher, winding up here. Just a few more questions. Just Paul Gallagher, just a few more questions. Please, Paul Gallagher, are you still there? Please, Paul. Paul, are you still there? Paul.
Get on with it.
Just a few more questions. Okay, recently it was reported that you were here with Liam. You were with Liam when he did coke on November 9th and was caught by the fuzz.
What did you say then?
Recently it was reported in the papers that you were with Liam when he allegedly did coke and was caught by the fuzz.
No, I wasn't with Liam.
Have you seen anyone offer...
I was with Liam the next day when I called to his house. I wasn't with Liam. I was at a fucking gig somewhere in London.
Have you ever seen anyone offer Oasis coke? You know, blow Oasis, get it? Blow Ace. Who hangs around Oasis? Who's offering them coke and stuff?
That's up to you to find out, innit?
Continuing on here, winding up with Paul Gallagher.
Why don't you go and ask the newspapers, because they usually make up a story like what you're trying to do here.
Paul Gallagher, Bod the Mod, continuing on here on page 143 of Brothers, you say, quote, then one of Leon's mates asked Liz Phair to get her tits out for the lads, which we all find highly amusing. Why did you say that? Isn't that sloth-like, Paul Gallagher? Get her tits out for the lads. Isn't that kind of mean?
Get your tits out for the lads, you know what I mean?
That's very sloth-like.
Asked, you know what I mean? It happened. You wasn't there.
What do you mean I wasn't there?
You wasn't there. You were just taking excerpts from a book, my book, and trying to turn it round as if I'm some sort of fucking arsehole.
We're not trying.
At the end of the day, you're the arsehole.
We're not trying to put anything around here, Paul Gallagher. You're just saying get her tits up for the lads.
I'm Canada. You fucking better watch out, man.
Right.
If I come across you. You'll be snowboarded, I'm telling you.
I'm going to be snowboarded. Nardwuar, a human serviette. I'm going to be snowboarded. I'm winding up here with Paul Gallagher.
I don't know who else you interview, but there's no doubt they want to kill you the same as I do.
Paul Gallagher,
you know what, I mean?
What do your fingernails taste like these days?
What
do your fingernails taste like these days?
My fingernails, at the moment, horse manure.
When is the last time Noel or Liam punched you? I know you want to punch me, don't you? You want to whip me?
I want to rip your fucking head off, and I will do one of these days. You know what I mean? I know you are.
Thank you, Paul Gallagher.
You ain't getting away with trying to wind me up on the phone. I don't fucking care where you are.
Nobody screws with Paul Gallagher.
Nobody screws, and not even you, fucking Nardwuar, whoever you call. I mean, Nardwuar, what sort of a fucking nickname is Nardwuar? You come out of space.
You're teasing me in my little country house here.
Fucking Joe, my country house, ha-ha. Some might say I'll cast no shadow across your fucking... We'll roll with it, you cunt.
Paul Gallagher, the brother of Liam and Noel, please tell me, when is the last time you punched somebody? Like, did you punch Liam or Noel? When is the last time you punched them?
I find it hard to punch Liam and Noel. They're actually 300 miles from me, unless I've got a big fist, you know what I mean? Like fucking Superman. Flying through the air.
You seem to be very opinionated. Has anybody ever got mad at you or punched you at all?
Punched me? No.
Liam or Noel have not punched you. Have they got mad at you recently?
No.
Would they be happy
with brothers?
Would they be happy with the way you're carrying on yourself in this manner right now?
Yes.
Paul Gallagher, you describe here how you Gallaghers had such a hard upbringing. You know, Noel stole stuff, did drugs, fought bikers. So why did the boys, our Liam and our Noel, walk off stage here in Vancouver when a little penny hit them? Why did they walk off stage?
A little penny hit them.
A little penny hit them.
I've had this argument before with you Canadians. At the end of the day, they're there to play music. That stage is their stage. Anyone invades it or throws fucking coins, are they meant to walk around for the rest of their life blind? I don't know what it is with you Canadians and you Americans, when you're at a gig, you fucking throw bottles at people. It isn't work, it isn't acceptable, and if it happens again, they're off. It's as simple as that, and that's what they did. They went off.
The Gallagher family is tough. You're tough, right? You're tough, Paul Gallagher.
We're not even bothered, you know what I mean?
But if you're not bothered, then why does a penny make you bothered? Like, you're teaching us math.
All right, please, I'll put you up on a stage, yeah, and I will throw a plastic bottle of water full with force, and I'll throw a coin, I'll throw a stone to the speed of 50 mile an hour, and let's see how you fucking clever you're going to last, you know what I mean?
So you want to teach us that?
You're straight on your snowboard and off to fucking Vancouver, mate.
So Oasis, when they walk off stage, Paul Gallagher, brother of Liam and Noel, are they teaching us manners? Is that what they're doing? They're teaching us manners? So they came to Vancouver to teach us manners?
You need educating, don't you, really? You know what I mean? If that's the way you behave.
So they came to Vancouver to teach us manners then, Paul Gallagher?
They came to Vancouver to play music.
And then also, they didn't play music because they walked off.
Do you know what that is? Music. M-U-S-I-C. Well, they go there to play music.
How come when Oasis came...
They're not fucking King Kong in a cage, you know what I mean?
But Paul Gallagher, when Oasis came to Vancouver, they held a press conference the first time they came to Vancouver. Isn't that kind of being assholes? Having a press conference when, they were barely selling out a 200-seat venue. It was eventually moved to a larger venue. But, I mean, in America at that time when they first came to warrant a press conference, that's kind of being assholic, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know. But there again, see, I don't know a lot about Canada and America. And would I want to know? See, this is the point. My book has gone on sale on Canada because my publishers want it to go on sale on Canada. I will speak to any other person who wants to interview me. You're not some fucking arsehole who's trying to take the piss. So I suggest you go to your country house, you get your fucking Blur album out, you go...
Hey, just a second! The Prisoners! I like The Prisoners. Paul, are you still there? Paul.
This interview is terminated.
Oh, Paul, can we at least go doo-doo-doo-doo to you?
You've had 20 minutes of my fucking money.
But Liam is so hot!
Not getting anywhere.
Liam is so hot!
See you later, nad fucking wah.
Paul, please, Paul? 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 Paul Gallagher? Brother of Liam and Noel? Paul?